Earn a degree in environmental engineering or environmental process engineering 100% online with Unity Environmental University. Pursue a rewarding engineering career that creates meaningful global impact. Discover what you can do at degrees.unity.edu.
This episode is brought to you by Inez Elizabeth Beauty, the best organic and clinical-based skincare products that gives your skin a rebirthing experience. Go to InezElizabethBeauty.com, that's I-N-E-Z, ElizabethBeauty.com, to find out more and to get 15% off your first purchase. Welcome to the Carolina Business Savvy Podcast, where the business struggles may be real, but our savvy won't let us stop. I'm your host, Elizabeth Jennings. I'm a beauty business owner and operator, licensed esthetician, and an overcomer. On this podcast, we will talk about business ups, downs, strategies to be savvy in business, and stories to inspire and offer hope. Hello, welcome to the Carolina Business Savvy Podcast. Today, I wanted to talk to you about dream killers and vision vampires. These are people in your life, and more often than not, they're people that you are close to. They may be family. They may be people that you actually think are friends, but they're really not your friends. But these are people that I implore you, do not share your dreams and your visions with them, because one, they don't really have dreams and visions for themselves. The only thing that they can really vision and visualize is you taking care of them, you giving them handouts, you being there for them if they need something, not them being there for you, not them being there to be supportive of you, not them being there to champion you or cheer you on. And when you have desires and dreams that are bigger than what you can just see in front of you, or things that you know that you're capable of doing just because it's already in your sphere of what you know, what you've grown up in, that's different. And when you have people like this in your life, that they don't really have dreams and visions for themselves, it is dangerous to have them in your lives, because they are going to pretty much be a part of destroying your dreams and being a vampire of your visions, just sucking the very life out of you to make you feel like what you are envisioning for your life is really not possible. And it's really important that you never share your dreams and visions with people like this, because they want you to be in their sphere of nothingness, really. That old saying, misery loves company, is absolutely true. It's a real true statement. And you really need to do your best to get these people out of your sphere. And more often than not, these people are going to be family and people that you think are friends. We can't choose our family. That's very true. But we can pick our friends. And sometimes we've had friends for so long where we become so used to having these people in our lives that we feel obligated to continuing to be around them. And it's really unfortunate, because there are so many people that have gotten stuck in that space, and it has been a true detriment to them. I'm really thankful that I never had a mind like that, where I felt like I had to continue to be around people because either these are the people that were in my family, or people that I've grown up around, or people that I've been around for many years. If I knew that I wanted my life to be on a different trajectory and these people were not going in the same direction that I was desiring to go, then it's later for you. But one of the things that I can say I cannot put on the back burner and have as later for me is my focus. And I want to tell you about this product that I've been using that has really helped me to get my focus in alignment and not have to question being around certain people that are not suitable for the life that I want to live, the dreams that I desire for my life and the vision that I am working towards to see manifest. I've been using this product and it's really working well for me, guys. I've told you before that 2023 has been one of those years that I've gone through so much and I can look back on a lot that I have experienced and I've made it through, and I'm so very grateful being the wife of someone that has experienced PTSD, is going through that, and I'm experiencing it by proxy as well. And just so many of life's ups and downs, business changes and pivots and all of these different things that I've experienced, I haven't really been as productive as I have desired to be this year. But this product called Magic Mind, it's really been a blessing in a little bottle for me. I say that a lot, but I really do enjoy this product because this little shot, I call it this bottle of green goodness, it has really helped me with my focus. I started drinking these in the mornings and I really do love them. They help me in getting me in the right state of mind for a productive day. And I admittedly haven't been working out as much as I used to, but when I started using this product, it really got me in the mind of wanting to work out and then getting to the place where I'm actually doing the workouts. And it's really helping me to get back up early in the mornings because I am one of those people where I love to be as productive as possible, get as much done, and getting up early in the mornings is one of those things that really helps me to feel like I've been able to get so much done on my list of to-dos, because I'm one of those people where I love to be able to have my list, get things crossed up, and say, I actually did that. I got those things done. I have been experiencing so much more productivity and focus using Magic Mind. And if you're like me and you have a picky taste, then you won't be steered wrong in trying this product, because if I can take this product and enjoy it, then I'm quite sure that you will do the same. I've noticed less stress and anxiety because Magic Mind helps me get more done, and also because it contains a compound called L-theanine that naturally reduces the body's stress levels. I'm able to be more creative thanks to the nootropics inside that allow you to stay focused and relax at the same time, so I can enter my flow state more easily. And that definitely has been a game changer for me, having this podcast and another podcast and all of the different things that I'm doing on the creative side and being a creative in business. I believe that the ingredient ashwagandha, which is an adaptogen, and it helps to reduce stress and anxiety, has been a complete game changer for me. So I recommend it because I've even had my husband try this product. And like I told you guys, he has been clinically diagnosed with PTSD. He is a veteran. He's also been working overseas for many years and he's experienced a lot. And this has even helped him in his productivity. It's helped him to make some more healthy changes in his life. And I can see the changes for the better. And that really is a blessing for me. So if you're like me, then I would recommend you try out this product. You can check out the link. I have it in the show notes of this podcast. Join the community of go-getters, guys. And you can go to magicmind.com/Carolina Business. And you can use the discount code SAVVY20, that's SAVVY20, to get up to 56% off of your first subscription or 20% off of your first one-time purchase. They're also available in Sprouts now. So if you just want to try out a few bottles and you don't want to commit to a subscription just yet, you want to try it out, go to Sprouts, you can purchase your bottles, or again, you can get a one-time purchase and get 20% off of your first purchase. So try out Magic Mind. Let me know what you think. I definitely have experienced a change in my focus, and in my mindset and in my productivity. And I believe you'll experience the same thing. So focus, you really have to focus on who you're going to have in your sphere of influence. And a lot of times when we hear the words sphere of influence, we're thinking about people that are influencing us in a positive way. But so many people don't really realize that they already have a sphere of influence that's been impacting them in a negative way, and they have to make the decision to rid themselves of these people being in their sphere and choosing the right type of people to be in your sphere to have positive influence versus the negative influence, which are the dream killers, the vision vampires, the dream destroyers, the people who don't think highly of themselves, and they in turn don't feel that you should think highly of yourself. There's a scripture in the Bible. It comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, and verse 11. And it says that, "I know the thoughts that I have towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of good and not of evil, and to give you an expected end." And there's another version that says, "to give you hope in your final outcome." There are a lot of people in your life you may feel should want better for you, greater for you, but you would be surprised, and some of you may not be, but you would be surprised when you may learn that there are people that you think or you assume should want good for you, and they really don't. And a lot of times they don't want good for you because they don't deserve that. Well, it's not so much that they don't deserve, but they don't believe that they deserve good for themselves, and they don't feel that you are any better than them, so why should you have good? Or they may be doing decent, but they don't want you to elevate above them. You really have to be careful about the people that you have in your sphere of influence and getting your focus right and getting your mind right. You will start to see that there are people that have been in your lives for many years that really don't mean you good at all. And so you have to make the decision to elevate, to remove, to change your circles. And it's not that you're trying to make anyone feel bad about themselves, but it's you're trying to think highly of yourself and what you desire for your life. And in focusing, that comes with evaluating the people and the things that you currently have in your life to see if these people or things are just people and things that have always been there and you're just used to them being there. And you need to make the decision if, as you continue in your journey for success, if these are people that you need to continue to have in your life or things that you need to continue to have in your life. Sometimes the things may be things that you indulge in. It may be things that you're so used to doing. For some, that may be drinking alcohol. I'm not here to chastise anyone that does drink alcohol, but if that is a hindrance to you and you find yourself doing that more than the things that are doing to build you up and elevate you, then maybe that's a thing that you need to rid yourself of. If it's a family member that is constantly in your ear and they're always there to take, and to pull you down, and they don't understand the level that you're on and where you're going, then maybe that's a person that you need to push aside. I'm not saying that you need to hate that person, but I am saying that you need to separate yourself from that person. So again, I say don't allow anyone or anything to destroy your dreams, and don't allow these vision vampires to come into your life to suck away at your vision. And vision vampires, they can be things as well. It doesn't have to be people. And so I hope that this message finds you well. And I really hope that you will do the work so that you can focus on what you need to do in order to see your dreams come to pass and your visions manifest. Thanks for listening to the Carolina Business Savvy podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a lovely review, and share it with the last three people you text message today. So until next time, continue to be savvy in your business.
Find your American Express card and start earning rewards with cashback and bonus points on your everyday purchases, like dining in or eating out, shopping at your favorite retail stores, or picking up groceries. You can earn rewards when you use Amex. See if you pre-qualify with no impact on your credit score. Learn more about our offers at americanexpress.com/check-4-offers. Your credit score may be impacted if you submit an application. Terms apply.